is.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
And now it's time for this.
Techscape on Taking Stock. Brought to you by PwC. Our industry experts can help you unlock the full potential of AI to transform your business safely and responsibly. Visit pwc.ie to learn more.
It was all happening down in Killarney as the first global economic summit took place. And what was dominating discussions there, according to Charlie Taylor from the Business Post, our next guest was AI. Charlie, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Manti. It's great to catch up with you. And you're dead right there. I mean, I suppose, you know, the conference mirrored what's going on everywhere, really, is that there's only one topic of conversation a lot of the time, and that's AI. And, you know, it switches between sort of, you know, is it going to destroy humanity to, you know, will it bring this beautiful utopia in which we live forever after, or that kind of thing, you know? So, I mean, you know, there were all sides represented in the discussion this week. And whatever the topic that was coming up for conversation, at some stage or another, AI ended up creeping into it.
Mm. And I actually just want to go back a little bit, because we're talking about a few summits that took place in Ireland on the show this week. What is the Global Economic Summit? I know that the Business Post have something to do with the organising of it. So what is its intention? Who was there? What were they trying to achieve?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it was the first time it's been run. And essentially, I mean, if you think of Davos, you know, the World Meet in Switzerland and discuss the big issues of the day. This is, I suppose, you could look at that as a sort of Irish version of something of that, or of that sort of goal, at least, that looking to achieve. So we had a lot of great people, you know, whether it's politicians, technologists, artists, all of these great people come, you know, all come en masse to Killarney during the week to discuss a lot of the issues and to look for solutions. You know, I mean, I think the key is that the plan is that this is not just a talking shop where people get together and say, aren't we deadly? You know, it's the idea that there will be real solutions that people can take away with them and use in their work, in their, you know, in their play, whatever way that will be.
Mm. And what type of people were there? I mean, we've heard Minister McGrath's comments about AI, and we'll come back to that in a few moments to discuss what it means for business and politics and all of that. But who else was attending? Who else was speaking?
Yeah, we had the likes of Jim Sheridan, the director, who you'll know very well. There was Prince Albert of Monaco, former a Ukrainian prime minister. You know, I mean, there was a bit, you know, plenty of technology people as well. You know, there's lots of people from Google and the like. So, I mean, it was well represented. You know, there was discussions across things like energy, the environment, politics. You know, there was plenty of congressmen there. There was a good, heavy U.S. influence out there. So a few former congressmen were in attendance. And then, of course, there was, you know, plenty of techies as well.
So. Mm. And what about off the stage? I mean, every year on this program, we cover Davos, and I love getting someone who's, you know, mingling behind the scenes to find out what's happening. What about that networking opportunity? Is there a large amount of that that's going on down there?
Absolutely. You could hear people like work in the room very hard, you know, and lots of introductions being done, you know, and people getting on very well. You know, it's kind of relaxed. You know, I suppose people, it's away from the city. It's, you know, it's a beautiful environment at the Europe Hotel. So very relaxed, people having barbecues and big gala dinners and the like. And, you know, that, you know, a real sort of time, I suppose, for people to kind of check out of their regular life and the pressures of that, to then come together and kind of like think more in depth about the bigger issues that affect all of us.
Mm. So, look, what I'm hearing here is that this is the first, and you hope to grow it. And maybe, you know, it's not just a summit. It's not just a talking shop. It's to try and connect people together.
Absolutely, that's really the key of it, and I suppose that was a key reason why technology was front and center at it. Of, you know, whether we like it or not, technology is a huge integral part of our lives now. So, you know, and we're hugely dependent on it. So, I mean, you know, that was a prime topic for conversation throughout, of like how it impacts on us, how we can help use it for good. All of those sort of things were up for discussion.
Yeah, actually, that's one of the things that struck me reading your reports on it. You know, we tend to often see AI through the prism of fear. And I don't think the Minister of Finance did anything to dissuade us of that when he said this could cost us 30,000 jobs or one third of people could be made redundant, whatever the metric was. Mm. But the discussions down there seem to be largely a lot more positive than what I've heard before.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, and I would say, yes, I mean, as the week started off, I suppose, you know, we were sort of like, oh, my God, you know, when you hear those stats from McGrath, I think it was actually 2/3 of jobs. And not that they would necessarily go, but they would be affected by AI. But we do need to kind of caveat that by saying, look, it's not necessarily all bad. We don't have weavers anymore and we don't have lift operators. You know, I mean, as technology comes to us, it, you know, roles change. We get new roles. We've got new jobs like machine learning specialists, all that sort of stuff coming on. So, I mean, we are just in a period of change. I mean, you know, Paul Doherty, who's the chief technology officer at Accenture, for example, he, you know, when he started his keynote speech, he said that businesses need to set themselves up for continual change. Mm. Just the amount of change, you know, differences, just the amount of things that are going to be thrown up by AI, both good and bad, you know. But I mean, he was really, it's interesting because he was speaking a day after McGrath talked about jobs and the potential threat to that. He said he saw, you know, the talk of jobs being lost as a result of AI as a bit of a distraction from the real issue. You know, and he was saying about how, you know, there's a lot of good things to come from AI. And I suppose one of the things we need to do is to stop being afraid of it.
And that's really at the core, isn't it? Really, no one really knows where this is headed, and that breeds fear. Yet Doherty also said that this could unlock $10.3 billion worth of potential economic investment and value for Ireland when you look at the skill set that we have here and our ability to adapt to different opportunities as we have in the past. So that spirit of kind of embracing something is not new to Ireland. We did it with the electronic sector years ago, the pharma sector years ago. Why not AI now?
Absolutely. And it has to be said, and this was repeated by a number of people at the event, was that Ireland is in a really good position. We have, you know, obviously all the tech companies are here, Irish companies themselves. We've got a number of really promising companies in the AI space. We, you know, the government has been quick to recognize it as being something critical to our future, you know, and has set up, you know, the AI Advisory Council, which is kind of advising it on, you know, what we need to know as we tread carefully through the act. You know, organizations and politicians in Ireland were very key to the AI Act, which is the first piece of, you know, comprehensive legislation regulating AI in the world, you know, and is expected to be the sort of blueprint, I suppose, for legislation in other jurisdictions on this. You know, so that, you know, we're setting the ground rules very, very well here. Don't, you know, we can't tell the future. We don't know what's going to happen exactly. But, you know, I mean, it's quite an exciting time. You know, it's an era of possibilities as well as, you know, concerns because technology changes. I mean, if you think back even, I suppose, to, I don't know, 30, 40 years ago when the internet became a thing, I remember kind of 1990s, people were kind of afraid in the way that they are now and kind of like, oh, what's going to happen with the internet? And, you know, if you look at it, you know, we've seen both good and bad from it, you know. So, I mean, it is just, you know, at some point it will be integral to our life. It will be integrated into our world and we'll maybe not think of it in such the way that we do now. It would just be part of our everyday.
Yeah, for sure. And what about ESG, Charlie? Did that feature down there? Because I know it's something that's occupying quite a number of businesses now who are struggling with some elements or another of that, those targets, that compliance that business have to adhere to now.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, I mean, I suppose ESG and tech and in particular AI were the key areas that came up for discussion. You know, again, the people were largely positive about it. You know, people are not kind of, you know, but I do say this in a way that they weren't sort of saying, oh, everything's just wonderful. You know, it wasn't sort of like the Lego movie where everyone's joining hands and singing everything is awesome. It was very much not that. But I suppose a sort of realistic take of like, you know, that there is the potential to make a difference in a positive manner here, whether it's on ESG, whether it's in terms of, you know, healthcare, all of these things that are coming up. AI plays into that. Other technologies play to that. Some of it is about the need to change our mindsets on these as much as anything else. It's not just about getting a technology and doing this thing. It's like we also need to kind of think, what can we do? How can we, you know, do things differently that will make it, that will make, bring about real change?
Well, Charlie, listen, I think it's a great idea. It sounds like it was a success, and great that it was happening in Killarney. Long may that continue. But thank you very much for taking the time to bring us up to speed on what happened this week at the Global Economic Summit. That was Charlie Taylor of the Business Post. Thank you.
Techscape on Taking Stock. Brought to you by PwC. Our industry experts can help you unlock the full potential of AI to transform your business safely and responsibly. Visit pwc.ie to learn more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.